God's attributes were manifested to his pride in his last days. We have got the revelation by the last prophet's message. Can we know who we are and what we're in them for? Praise the Lord. The original eye, the original eye, the original see, the original word is what I believe. The Son of God is revealed.
Where is thy faithfulness? Morning by morning, Lord, your mercies are seen. All that we needed, the hands have provided.
Level.
hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to open the word in continuation of the program. We ask Heavenly Father that as we open the word, you will open our hearts also. And cause somebody to hear something that will change his life, her life, for better. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and take over, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Be seated. I know we are limited by time. I greet every one of you in the name of Jesus. Allow me, please, to stand on the existing protocol, our protocol of staff, so that I can move forward. I appreciate all of you, the prison officers, and those who have made it possible for this gathering today. God will bless all of you. My name is Moses Aliu Alu. I know one of the reasons I'm selected to speak here today, not because I'm the best speaker, but because I have a unique testimony that somebody here needs to hear. Let's see the theme of this program. It is a praise festival, correct? Praise festival. And who are we giving praises to? We give praise to God. And we're giving that praise for His greatness. And the scripture is from Psalm 145 and verse 3. Psalm 145 verse 3. It says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." You can't define His greatness. And I love this scripture, because I am evidence of God's greatness. Hallelujah. You heard Pastor Darlington. Where is Pastor Darlington? Pastor. Okay, he prefers me to call him Brother Darlington. He says I will say whether he's my friend or my father. Hallelujah. I think he is best described as my father in the Lord. Now listen very well. God will bless you, sir, that you are still in the field. I come from the north. I come from Nasarawa State. I come from Akwanga in particular. And I was an Air Force officer. I was serving the logistics command here in Lagos. I was in charge of their finance. And we were found guilty of misappropriation of funds. And the military court martial sent me to Ikoyi prison. I was in Ikoyi prison for 2 years. In Ikoyi prison, and you need to know this person speaking, I was a high-flying man. We were the early risers. At the age of 26 years, I was already a flight lieutenant in the Air Force. And I joined the military from the age of 14 at the military school in Zaria. Finished my cadet training, went on, and I was just enjoying myself. No time for God. I come from a mixed family, largely Muslim. But I was neither Christian nor Muslim. I had no God in my agenda. I lived a life without God. And I thought I was enjoying myself. Now, I have a reason for letting you know this. Until from the high mountain I was brought down. I come inside the prison yard now. I went to the maximum prison. I'm here now today. And I see The place is looking so beautiful. I see all of you looking so wonderful. At our time, it was horrible. That was 1988, 89, 90. It was hell on earth. And when I got there, amen, to compress the story, I found out that there is another side to life than what we were enjoying outside there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something happened. Listen very well. Like I speak anywhere, I go any prison yard, I go into and I say this statement. When you come to the prison yard, we are looked at as criminals. But the truth is, the real criminals in Nigeria are not jailed. Listen very well. It is because there is a purpose to be fulfilled in your life. That's why you are in a prison. But the unfortunate thing is that a lot of people come inside the prison yard and instead of focusing, seeing this as an opportunity to reflect on life, yes, they come here and what they turn out to be is nothing but a reflection of life when they come. Now when you come into the prison here, you have opportunity to achieve one of two things that you will choose yourself. You come here and you meet other criminals who have no future, who are worse than animals, who don't think beyond today, who have no soul, have no future, past tense, present tense. You go and join with them and begin to get initiated even to go into even a criminal life that you were not even practicing outside. You are initiated into it here. And when you go out, what did you achieve being in a prison? Nothing. You have opportunity also. Now that you are restricted, government is feeding you free water, free electricity, free everything. Government begin. Hallelujah. Free accommodation, no rent. Everything free. Ritual killers cannot meet you. You are specially protected by armed security. Nobody can come and see you anyhow. They must escort them. You are special people. Clap your hands. Special people. You are special people. This is a time, therefore, to take this opportunity and reflect on life. And that is the opportunity I took. I want to thank the prison authorities that have recognized this fact. Listen to me, please. Because I am saying my own now, 2 years to come, some of you will be speaking like I am speaking today. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. There was an American that I happened to work with. He said that he was in America prison. He entered prison for 13 times. Each time they come and release him, when he's going, the prison officer will say, "We are waiting for you now. We know you are only going to take fresh air and come back." He said that the last time, the 13th time he entered, He said something happened to him that caused him to reflect on life. He met with Christ. And this time around, when the parole board came, he was released. But by this time, inside the prison, he had soaked himself. Soaked himself. In fact, there's a young man from Ikoyi prison that was quoting scripture, like saying, now he write the Bible. Where is he? Was quoting scripture. Come and shake me. Where are you? You are the one quoting. You deserve some something from me. Take this. God bless you. In Ikoyi prison, that is what I was doing too. You can ask Brother Darlington. Before they finish, I quote to finish. And may you come and talk the way I am talking one day. In Jesus' name. You may go back. Now, listen. He said when he was leaving the prison, the warder, the officers again told him, you are going again, we are waiting for you. And he said, yes, hallelujah. He said, he quoted a scripture. Let's read it. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 and verse 20. This is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 18 and verse 27. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And that's why I make reference to the prison officers. That the truth is this. No government policy, I repeat, no government policy can reform any prisoner in Nigeria. No effort of any man can reform any prisoner. I said particularly in Nigeria. The evidence are bound and they can say whatever they want to say. Nothing in the system that can change a criminal to somebody who has decided to live the life of criminality, and you think there is anything government can do to change him. You cannot change him. I have confirmed that where this prison yard is supposed to be a correctional institution, the platform is not there to truly correct or transform. But I have confirmed that with God, there can be transformation. Hallelujah. And that is what I have come to market to you, because I am one of them. When I got into the prison yard, I used to come and see Christians. They gathered, they were fellowshipping every time. And one day I fell sick. And when I fell sick, the prison pastor there called me, brought me there. I used to tell them, laugh at them, you are not serve God outside. I inside prison, I want to serve God. Criminals. And then they just stretched forth their hands towards me. They didn't touch me. And they prayed. When I went back to myself, I slept off. When I woke up, the whole thing disappeared. Praise the Lord. And I went back to the pastor. I said, that thing you people pray for me has disappeared. And he opened the Bible and began to tell me about the Lord Jesus Christ and about the healing power that was released through the cross. And the Bible assured that these signs shall follow them that believe. And that is exactly what they have applied. From that moment, taking advantage of my solitary confinement, I decided to find out, who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? I now have time to study and know him. And Jesus is not theory. Jesus is practical. Hallelujah. If you invite him, you will see him. If you say you don't want him, he will leave you alone. Praise the Lord. And I said I wanted to see that Jesus also. And to cut the long story short, he visited me in the Ikoyi prison. Hallelujah. And I had no option than to give my life to Christ. Inside the Koyo prison, I will never forget that day. I was weeping. I was crying after I looked back and saw the useless life I lived, a godless life I lived. If I had died in that estate, where would I have ended up? I am telling you this, and I lie not, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 6 months after I gave my life to Christ, anytime I reflect on the mercy of God, tears will be coming in my eyes. Why? That God had mercy on me and kept me alive till that moment. And I began to study and know Him, to know Him, and He kept revealing Himself to me. Questions I had about life generally, He caused me to understand. And I came into Christianity, and as I was studying the Bible, I asked the Lord, "What? Why then we have one Bible? What is all this confusion in Christianity? When did the Bible break down and come down to redeem assemblies, Catholic, and all this?" I needed to know. One problem with Christians is that many of them are just religion. You come into something and you don't want to study to know what you are into. You just take up, "I am a Christian, I'm this," and you know nothing beyond that. And as I took time to study the Bible, and I was asking questions, and He who seeks will find. And I found the truth to make me to be who I am today. Now, I remember very well that one day, some brethren from Assemblies of God came into the fellowship, and they were ministering, and one of them, the anointing came upon him, and he began to prophesy. And he said, "There is somebody here. The Lord is saying He is going to use him all over the world." He said, "No," he said, "that He's going to use him, and the whole world will know him." And you know, naturally in the prison, everybody said, "Amen." Of course, I didn't say amen. Will use me for what? But I will never forget that day. I was bowing down and I heard the voice of the Lord telling me, "You are the one." I shook my head. Me? How? Well, something happened. Amnesty came, released all the prisoners in that fellowship, and remaining 6 of us. So that was in 1989, October 1989. And then only 6 of us in the church. So one of us had to be pastor. I was selected to be the pastor. And that is where I started my pastoral ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Encouraged by brothers, my brother Darlington and the rest. I loved God so much, I made up my mind I will serve Him. I remember very well, a prison officer met me and said, "And you people do this? When you are in the prison, yeah, when you go out, that's when I will know." I say, wait till I go out. Look for me, then you will know whether what I am doing here is frustration or it is an experience that has brought me where I am. And to cut the long story short, this man that is speaking today, that prophecy has come to pass. Hallelujah. And today, amen, I'm pastoring a church that I started. Well, when I left the prison yard, I immediately had the prison ministry and an organization. We are visiting about 93 prisons once every week all over the country. I refused to go and be in any church. I disagree with so many things that were going on. I just didn't want to be distracted. I felt if God can visit me inside the prison yard, then I am obligated to take that God back to the prisons. And that is what sent me to Nigeria, outside Nigeria. And until 1998, something happened in my former church and I had to leave. 4 of us started gathering in my office there in Mapoluku. And today, that church has grown and we are at Ijesha there, and we are over 5,000 members as of now, and we are still growing. But more importantly, is that I didn't know what how that prophecy was going to be fulfilled. First and foremost, we have a 24-hour television channel that is watched all over the world, the satellite television. And so, and through that, ministry has taken me out to many parts of the world. This ministry has taken me to America, to Canada, to UK, to African countries, to Europe. Hallelujah. I have been to Europe. I have ordained pastors in Austria. I've ordained pastors in Italy. I've ordained pastors in Germany, in Spain. And just 3 days ago, I came back from a tour of Spain, Germany, and Greece, where we had wonderful programs there. And I will soon be going back again to Canada and America and to fulfill. Who is the person doing it? Is an ex-convict. 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 Eleo. That is the interesting thing. That is the greatness of that in a shout ago. You will have given more time for this than I will have time with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you come under that blood, he has a way of rearranging us. Oh, praise the Lord. The accuser of the brethren, Revelation chapter 12 says, is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Don't say blood of Jesus. When you are not under the blood of Jesus, it will not work for you. That's why everywhere we go, the opportunity you have now, when I was in Ikoyi prison, I didn't have it. To give your life to Christ and have yourself baptized. And you don't wait. Remember, we are Bible believers. You don't wait. When it comes to salvation, you don't wait. But you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Every opportunity you have, give your life to Christ. And today, some people were coming to baptize them, and a pool has been created for that purpose. As you enter that water and come out, according to that ordinance, your sins are remitted. And you start justified. Even now, God did it to me. If you want God to do it for you also, your life will change, and you can stand and face the devil like I'm facing now. And rearrange your life. Praise God. And before kings are everywhere, up to the presidency, everywhere we have gone. Up to the governor of the state, we have gone there. What for? When God packages you, you become attractive. Somebody here, you want your life to be like my own also. Don't come and so that you will be released from prison. Come out because you recognize that you have wandered far away from God. Now you want to come back. Seek him first and have a relationship with him. You don't have a relationship with God. How can he intervene in your affair? Even now, I'm giving you a few minutes now, whoever it is that has heard what I'm saying and want to connect to this grace and sincerely say, I want to give my life to Christ, including you that backslidden, you are making a decision now to serve him. Let that person come before me here.
In the cross, in the cross.
Now, not have you seen? Now, not be Christian in church.
My glory, ever, till my righteous soul shall find rest beyond the river.
In the cross,
we have only leader before me.
One thing I'm going to tell you, say after me. Do I know what you're repenting from? You talk to God. Let him know whether you mean what you are saying or not. Or you think I'm going to say after me.
How can you say, can I say, I'm following you to the pastor where you are? I don't know what you will repent from. Say, Lord, I know I am bad. I want to repent. I don't want to live this useless life. You did it for Pastor Moses. Do it for me also. I decided to follow you. I've decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. Before you, Father. 1999, I knelt down like this, Lord. I have tried everything, it has not worked. Jesus, they want you now to do your work for them. Come and do it, Heavenly Father. Come and do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Oluwa Olorun Oba Mimo loruko yin baba wa. Eyin te bana kuri Mose Alupade. Una la lo forever and never o. Ayawa this late this prayer. Then after day I was able to stand up. Una go follow this guy wey dey here. All this guy wey dey here. They go. Oya make na the follow and they go. Please, any other that want to be baptized, and you are born again, please.
Jesus, Father, we want to thank you for your son that you have used. I want to thank you for his testimony. I want to thank you for your grace upon him. Thank you for investing in his life.
You everlasting Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed.
Hallelujah. Shout of praise.
Ah, your baby follow Sunday. Kaya at Saturday. Saeed, NKMQ. There's also our present here. There's also the medical team attending to people's church so that they can attend to you. God bless you.
You call me, you follow me, I will know.
Hello?